You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you are not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time now for the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show. Now, here's Grouchy.
Welcome in to KLRN Radio and the Conservative Curmudgeon Show. I'm your host, The Grouch. It's been a little while, but we're back and we're kicking ass. Let's see. Programming reminder. Up next after me is The Red Wine, followed by Amish and Robinson, and God willing, a nightcap with America Off the Rails. So do yourself a favor. Get your drink filled. Get your snack in your lap or on your side table or wherever else it is you put it. And buckle up, because it is Wednesday night. It is your grand slam of grassroots conservative talk on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. So, there was some news today. There was something going on. Can't quite remember what it was. Oh, yeah, neither can the guy who had it happen to him. Yes, we have a new president today. And just like last time, and the time before, and the time before, and the time before, I will not root for our president to fail. Because if our president fails, our country fails. I don't hold out hope that he's not going to fail. But I'm willing, because I have no choice, to sit back and take the ride. Actually, I do have a choice. I do have a choice. I could pack it in right now and leave. I could, but I'm not gonna. Where could I go that's better than the United States of America?
Belize. Belize.
Yeah, well, Belize is very nice, and I can't afford a nice place on the beach down there. Or I could buy a small island right off the coast. That's a nice option too. But, Belize is gorgeous. I love the water there. Love to go back down there and dive again. But anyway, yes, Joe Biden is our president. Kamala Harris is our vice president. And they have been in office for a grand total of 8 hours now and are already breaking campaign promises left and right. We don't have to get into it right this minute. I'll outline that on Twitter because I'm not letting them off the hook. Just like I didn't let Trump off the hook. When he did wrong, I called him on it. Okay? He wasn't always right. He wasn't perfect. And there were times when he was downright buffoonish. You're always going to hear it right here. So President Pudding Time is in office now. And I'm sure that they're probably having some kind of gala or some, you know, something right now. That's a super spreader event. And, you know, like the inauguration today, how many hundreds of people there? Super spreader. Oh, but yeah, if conservatives gather, it's bad. No, that's not how it works. Anyway, with a new president, we get a new Congress. And Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Rules Committee Chairman James McGovern announced new rules for the 117th Congress, which will be introduced and voted on after the new Congress convenes, which has already happened. The rules include sweeping ethics reforms, increases accountability for the American people, so they say, and makes this House of Representatives the most inclusive in history, including eliminating the words father, mother, son, and daughter from federal code. Now, they say that the proposed changes reflect the views and values of the full range of our historically diverse House Democratic majority. Yeah, my ass. Anyway, McGovern said the new rules were a result of months of consultation across our caucus in Congress. Yeah, I'm going to resist the obvious joke here. especially, God, they just make it so hard. Go from caucus to tucked inside. Tucked inside the package is a proposal to use gender-inclusive language. The goal is to honor all gender identities. These are imaginary people, by the way, just so you following along at home can keep up. Gender identities are imaginary people. By changing pronouns and familial relationships in the House rules to be gender neutral. McGovern issued a separate announcement about changes to pronouns and familial relationships in the House rules to be gender neutral or removes reference to gender. Terms to be struck from Clause 8C3 of Rule 23, the House's Code of Official Conduct, as outlined in the new proposal, include father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin. How is that gender inclusive of any kind? Nephew, niece, husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, stepfather, stepmother, stepson, stepdaughter, stepbrother, stepsister, half-brother, half-sister, grandson, and granddaughter. So, with all that in mind, I have to tell you right now, I would make them shit their pants every time I stood up to talk. Because what I would do, what I would do if I were referring to a father, I would refer to him as the sperm blaster. The mother as the cum dumpster, just however you want to go here. I mean, I would make them eat this shit over and over and over. This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my life. The terms are to be replaced with parent, child, sibling, parent's sibling, sibling's child, spouse, parent-in-law, child-in-law, sibling-in-law, step-parent, stepchild, step-sibling, half-sibling, and grandchild. I really can't wait until the grown-ups are in charge again already. But hey, you know, this is going to be fun. We're going to enjoy it. I have a feeling that some of our more humor inclined congressmen might have some fun with this rule. Proposed reforms also include changing the process by which bills go to the floor and making House documents more electronically storable and available. Basically, they're going to limit Republicans from introducing legislation is what it boils down to. They would also remove floor privileges for former members convicted of crimes related to their House service or election, make it a violation of the Code of Official Conduct for a member, officer or employee of the House to disclose the identity of a whistleblower, make it a violation of the Code of Official Conduct for a member, delegate, resident commissioner, officer or employee of the House to disseminate manipulated media, you know, like we've had for the last 4 years. They don't want anybody doing that to them now.
Oh, me so sorry. Do you say erection? Me so sorry. You say erection?
Erection data.
Okay, just checking.
That was the Chinese affiliate jumping in there. Wow. Where was I? Oh, to disseminate manipulated media, including photos and videos known as deep fakes. What about deep reels? I got a deep reel right here. Yeah. Among other measures. So That's what Pelosi and the House are up to right now. As you know, this is completely indicative of what was to be expected. So we're just going to watch it unfold, and they're beating their drums, they're thumping their chests about being inclusive. There's a lot of talk about equity among races, and no one wants to have a real discussion about race yet, though. And we're going to get to that a little later. But yeah, no one wants to have the real discussion yet. So how did this diverse, progressive, what's another word? What's, help me out here, Rick. What's another good word for them? Diverse, progressive,
insane. Oh, wait, you're looking for positive words. My bad.
I'm actually looking for how they tout themselves.
Compassionate,
inclusive. How does this whole group start the tenure of Joe Biden off? They fire a black man. Yes, Surgeon General Jerome Adams was asked Wednesday to step down as the new Biden administration came in. The Biden administration aims to reboot the federal government's coronavirus pandemic response. In a tweet, Adams said that it has been the honor of my life to serve this nation, and I will do all I can to ensure everyone has an equal opportunity to achieve and maintain health. In a statement he noted or posted on Facebook, Adams noted the challenges COVID-19 presented during his tenure. In the face of a once-in-a-century pandemic, science on this deadly adversary and arm people with the knowledge and tools they needed to stay safe, he wrote. It wasn't always right because no one was, and this virus continues to humble all of us. But I was always sincere in my efforts to speak to everyday Americans and address the terrible health inequities this virus exposed. The request that he step down was first reported by the WAPO. The Deputy Surgeon General Erica Schwartz was also bypassed for an interim role. And let's see. Adams, the former Indiana Health Commissioner, was confirmed in September of 2017 to serve a four-year term as Surgeon General, becoming just the second African-American to fill the post. But he came under criticism from Democrats who said he didn't do enough to push back against President Donald Trump's efforts to downplay the pandemic. Yeah. You mean like now how they're all screaming that businesses need to reopen and schools need to be back in session and, you know, you don't want to downplay it like that, right? So his Inauguration Day ouster cuts his tenure short by about 6 months and could leave Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, without a permanent Surgeon General for weeks. His nominee for the role, Vivek Murthy, who previously held the job during the Obama administration, is awaiting scheduling of his Senate confirmation hearings. And we've talked about Vivek Murthy before. You want to talk about a clown show. Combine this with what's going on at HHS, and wow, you could raise the big top. Trump had similarly dismissed Murthy as Surgeon General shortly into his term, after Murthy had served in the role for just over 2 years. The move angered Democrats at the time, who contended that the role should remain free of politics, but yet they're playing politics. See, this is their quiet hypocrisy, but they're thumping their chest talking about how good they are, what good people they are. You know, when you have to tell everybody you're a good person, you're not. According to Politico, Murthy was deeply involved in crafting Biden's COVID-19 plans and has been briefing Biden on the virus multiple times each week since the early months of the pandemic. Yeah, right. Like, I believe that. So, anyway, that's that. Surgeon General is out. Biden fires a black man in his first act as president. Typical. Where's the racial equity there? All right. Let's see. What do we got? That went a little shorter than I thought it would, but this is good. This is really good. So there was an exchange not too long ago between our incoming Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. Whose email address would be A. Blinken. Aye, come on. You got to admit it's funny. A. Blinken. God, this guy, he's already getting out of line with Biden too. So they're going to have to, do a quick re-education on this guy, because he's telling the caravan from Central America not to come. And, there was something else too, that his comments were contrary to what Biden's belief is. So they're going to have to rein Blinken in pretty quick here. It's just one of those things, but, you know, I guess they could just fire him. He is a white guy, so who cares, right? So, Blinken, in his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday, actually, had a nice exchange with the jackass from Massachusetts named Ed Markey. It was a nice little conversation that had to do with basically the LGBTQIAP community. And if you don't know what all the letters stand for, it's very confusing. But anyway. We won't get into that right now. We don't have to. You can look it up. Google it. It's out there. LGBTQIAP. So anyway, Blinken. Yes, absolutely. The Biden administration is going to appoint an LGBTI. He left off the Q. I. Envoy, and consider raising the position to an ambassadorial level. The administration will also ensure that U.S. embassies may once again fly the gay pride flag. And let's just stop right there. Why would an embassy need to fly the gay pride flag? Why would the embassy need to fly any flag other than that of the United States? Can you imagine what the outcry would have been had Trump had embassies flying the Gadsden flag? Or the symbol of racism that was at the inauguration today, the Betsy Ross flag? I mean, my God, what if we raised Rick Wilson's cooler up the flagpole for crying out loud and flew the Confederate flag on his cooler? So Blinken's response was in, you know, to, like I said, the jackass Ed Markey from Massachusetts. Markey followed, as you know, the Trump administration rolled back much of the United States' previous efforts to support and promote LGBTI rights around the world. And I'm thrilled. Well, let's just stop there. Let's just stop right there. Could somebody tell me what right that President Trump rolled back or took away from anybody, gay, straight, or otherwise? I see no hands in the audience. So, yeah, the answer is no, he did not. But anyway, and I'm thrilled that you and the president-elect Biden have indicated that you're going to support and appoint a new special envoy for human rights and LGBTI people, a position that I have been pushing to make permanent through, like, International Human Rights Defense Act. He really said like? What a jackass. Which was left vacant during the Trump years. After 4 years of Trump's administration's efforts to specifically marginalize, minimize, and do damage to the rights of the LGBTI people, I think it's going to be vital to appoint a seasoned expert on these issues. But again, he gave absolutely zero proof of any marginalization, minimalization, or damage done to the rights of lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transsexuals, queers, intersexuals, asexuals, and pansexuals. That's all of them, folks. I did it for you. LGBTQIAP. Not one example given. This is typical of the Democrats who accuse Trump of everything in the sun. Just everything you could think of. Accusations flew. Did they ever prove anything? No. They never were able to give definitive proof. Oh, Russian collusion. 2.5 years. Their all-star team. All-star team. Plus the committees in Congress investigated. Still investigating. No evidence. But they want to investigate more. The man's gone. And they still want to investigate more. How long? How much money will they waste? Oh, speaking of money wasted. How about the troops in D.C.? Okay, this is just D.C., folks. Just D.C. When they are dismissed, which I believe will happen at the end of this week, they'll probably be dismissed on Friday. I hope, because what this is costing us, and I say us because I am a tax-paying American, just like I assume you are, what this is costing us is roughly $28 million a day. Now, that is based on the number of troops that were deployed in Washington, D.C. over this past summer, just, 7 months ago? And you just, you multiply the number of troops, you multiply the cost by the same factor, and you get a pretty good rough estimate of what it's costing. And that's just in D.C. That doesn't count all the other states that have activated National Guard troops. All your tax dollars doing nothing, spinning wheels. Oh, but my conspiracy, QAnon, and the Proud Boys are going to attack. The militia's on the way, Paul. Who's going to save us? Bunch of buffoons. Dumbasses. So anyway, I digress. Sorry. Blinken said the answer to both questions is yes, absolutely. This is a matter, I think, of some real urgency. We have seen violence directed against LGBTI people around the world. Yeah, it happens. You know where it really happens? Predominantly Muslim countries. They throw them off buildings. They set them on fire. They stone them. They skin them alive. Yeah. Isn't that great? That's why we need to fly the flag, right? We need to fly that rainbow flag just for that, right? He said, I believe, this is Blinken, I believe the highest number of murders of transgender people, particularly women of color, that we have ever seen. And so I think the United States playing a role in that should be playing in standing up for and defeating, or defending, not defeating, defending the rights of LGBTQI. Oh, he added the Q there. QI people is something that the department is going to take on immediately. To which Markey, after finishing gargling Blinken's balls, said, thank you, and will you repudiate the findings of the report of the Commission on Unalienable Rights and reaffirm the United States' acceptance and adherence to the human rights laid out in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights? And will you ensure that ambassadors are able to fly the gay pride parade flag at our embassies once again around the world? And as Blinken's eyes came back to normal from being rolled back in his head due to Markey's fellatio, Blinken said yes to both. Markey replied, beautiful, thank you, and returned his head to Blinken's lap. Look, this is the shit that's going to happen. This is all going to be, they're all going to be stroking each other, acting like they're saving the goddamn world. Fuck these hypocrites. Fuck them all straight to hell. Sideways in the neck with rusty farm implements. And I think that the boss would probably like to take a commercial break about right now. So go get your drinks refilled. Get back in your seat. You got about 3.5 minutes, give or take. He'll play the long one. He'll play the short one. I don't know. He's going to push the button, aren't you, Rick? And then we're all going to get drinks and come back for the second half of the show.
Push the button, Frank.
Push the goddamn button. Want to get my body loose. Want to tell you what to do. I've been running out of bounds like an animal struggling. Looking for a diamond. I'm trying. I'm fighting. Riding in the rhythm now.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor. or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
I'm little teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Everybody, I gotta tell you, I still love. I have the best freaking music. We might do something later in the year while we change it up a little bit. We'll see. What's that? Oh. Well, Rick's whispering sweet nothings in my ear, so that's what I'm talking about.
That was not sweet nothings, motherfucker, and now they can hear me, you bastard.
All right, just a reminder, coming up after me at the top of the hour is The Red Wine, followed by Amish and Robinson, and as I mentioned before, God willing, a nightcap with America off the rails, right here on KLRN Radio, America's Podcast Network. Now, back to the important shit. Acting DHS Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli told Fox News' Martha McCallum on Tuesday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi requested even more National Guardsmen be sent to Washington, D.C., even requesting, now get this, crew-manned machine gun nests. That crazy bitch. A sharp contrast between how she reacted when President Donald Trump wanted to use the military to deal with violence from the nationwide Black Lives Matter protests. Yes, see, there's the hypocrisy on display. Pelosi told NPR's All Things Considered show that violence has no place in America and must be addressed. But there is no reason for the U.S. military to be called out for this, she said back in June. When they were burning Minneapolis and Portland and, things like that. Dallas. Anyway, McCallum noted that the 12 members of the National Guard that were pulled from their duty in D.C. Was for what was described as inappropriate texts or social media. Okay, first of all, are you telling me that somehow after these 25,000 people were activated and brought to DC, which was a week ago today, they've been there for a week, are you telling me that they managed to get access to all 25,000 of those people's social media accounts and text messages to screen them? Screw them. That's bullshit. They picked 12 people and used this drummed up excuse with absolutely no details, as generic an excuse as it could possibly be, and still tie it to Trump extremists, to dismiss these people to make it look like there was some kind of real danger or coup that was planned. What a crock of shit. So they identified these, they quote unquote identified inappropriate types of statements. There was no, and I repeat, no identified threat from any of these people to the inauguration, or any suggestion that any of them had any intention to do anything other than their duty in the National Guard. Cuccinelli said, I don't know who the 12 are, but it is my understanding the Secretary of Defense has spoken similarly to that point. This additional vetting is really a function of the heightened anxiousness in Washington. If only they'd been so anxious about the violence across the country for the last year, we might not have gotten to this point where it seems to some people to be an acceptable form of political expression. McCallum noted that the BLM protests got so violent that many police abandoned the 3rd Precinct in Minneapolis and protesters set it on fire. Officers moved out in the middle of the night and didn't come back. The protesters ransacked it, but officials in Minneapolis didn't want the National Guard, and neither did officials in Portland or Seattle when their cities were under siege. McCallum pointed out that in D.C. right now, there is a military presence several times the number that are in Iraq and Afghanistan. A division. You have a division, Cuccinelli said. And the last of thousands of these troops was requested by the speaker through the Capitol Police. She even wanted crewman machine guns in Washington. That was rejected. There's simply no use for that in a security arrangement for a civilian undertaking. So some of this has gone beyond any legitimate security need. Oh, really? They were being hysterical and hyperbolic? Wow. Shocking. You know, they're disciplined, they're professional, and the Secret Service has been choreographing this effectively to maintain security and safety. The folks who are here performing security will do a good job. They're already doing a good job, and we've had a peaceful weekend just as expected. There's been nothing but chatter up to this point, including out in the state capitals, which is so critically important. The world isn't about Washington. It's supposed to be about everywhere else. Yeah, no shit. Which is what the Department of Homeland Security tries to keep secure. Let's stop there for a minute. How is it that our national government, the core of our national government, was besieged, allegedly besieged by the guy from the Water Buffalo Lodge, bunch of gamers. Some Antifa were in there. Yes, they've been arrested. They've been charged. They were there. They were there, and they definitely did some of the damage. Doesn't excuse what happened. But facts are facts. So how did the heart of our federal government fall prey to these ordinary, everyday citizens that were not armed? What was going on? Where was security? If you listen to the president's speech that the House wanted to impeach him for inciting the violence, and did, although I forget what the article exactly was, I think they kind of changed it up. Because again, in his speech, he talks about the crowd going peacefully and legally over to the Capitol building. That doesn't sound like inciting violence to me. But to the hysterical Gamma Pelosi, the sky was falling. She just couldn't be more proud that she led two impeachments against Donald Trump. So, anyway. Oh, yeah, this is good. This is good. Kate Bedingfield. Get used to that name. The incoming White House communications director on Sunday outlined then-President-elect Joe Biden's plans to roll back, this is a quote now, roll back some of the most egregious moves of the Trump administration. In the same interview on ABC's This Week, Bedingfield said that Biden's inaugural address on Wednesday will be one of a unified America. She said, I think what you'll hear, or what you did hear today from Biden, will be a reflection of a lot of what you heard from him on the campaign trail, which is that he believes we can bring this country together. No, he's wrong. He believes that we have to bring this country together, that a unified America is the only way we're going to be able to tackle the massive crises that we're grappling with. Again, still wrong. She said, I won't go much further into terms of previewing the speech. She said, I'll let him do that for you on Inauguration Day. But I think you can expect this will be a moment where Biden will really work to try to turn the page on divisiveness and the hatred over the last 4 years and really lay out a positive, optimistic vision for our country and lay out a way, a path forward that really calls on all of us to work together. She thinks that's what Americans all across the country want. That's not what they want. This is how they hide what their agenda is. Bedingfield said Biden, from the first moments of his presidency, will take divisive steps to roll back some of the most egregious moves of the Trump administration, and he's going to take steps to move us forward. They always like to throw that out there. We're the progressive party. We move forward, lean forward. My ass. As they go regressive with policy, they dress it up with hyperbole and bullshit. Across the course of the first week and a half in office, you're going to see him move on promises that he made on the campaign trail to ensure that we're focused on workers. Really? We'll see. You will see him make good on his Buy American promise. Now, I have to confess, I'm not quite familiar with the details of his Buy American promise, but I'm about to get very familiar with it. And we're going to be discussing that, I'm sure, throughout his presidency. Short as it's going to be, because we all know that Kamala will be president before the end of 4 years. You're going to see him make good on promises to move us toward a more just and racially equitable society. I don't even know what racially equitable means. Is he going to try to equal the races? Interesting. Weird choice of words. She said you're going to see him make a move on climate and on jobs, and he did sign an executive order to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord this afternoon. That was done. Who cares? Because the rest of the world is already violating it, so, you know. And we've already gone beyond that on our end in the United States. We've gone beyond the decreases that were mandated in the Paris Climate Accord. But hey, you know, who cares? Because it was Trump and he's dumb and we have to do this right and this is the right way to do it. It's to kiss everybody else's ass. She said the second piece of the agenda will be working with Congress. Again, folks, I've said this leading up to this day. Make no mistake, this administration will not squander the first 2 years of having all three branches of government. The Obama administration squandered it away. This administration has learned the lesson. They will not squander it away. We are going to be brutalized these first 2 years, especially. Get ready for it. The onslaught will be real. They said you saw President-elect Biden roll out the American Rescue Plan Thursday night. This is a plan to get desperately needed direct relief to people who've been hit hardest by this crisis all over the country, and it's an effort to fund a coordinated federal vaccine effort. Well, that effort's already been funded as part of Warp Speed that he signed an executive order terminating. But, hey, you know, don't worry about that. It's an effort to get shots into the Americans' arms and to ensure that we can once and for all finally get this virus under control and our economy back on track. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. I'm just tired of looking at it. You know what? We're getting close to the end. We got to do our positive story so we can end on a good note and a smile on our face. I'm just tired of looking at their shit already. 5 days before Christmas, Officer Matt Lima responded to a Stop and Shop with a report of shoplifting going on. Upon his arrival, Officer Lima learned that two women with two young children had not scanned all of their groceries at the self-checkout kiosk. Lima took the two suspects aside and learned that they had fallen upon hard times and attempted to take additional groceries so they could provide a Christmas dinner for the two children. The mother of the children was not working and had some other family issues going on, and what she had taken was Christmas dinner for the kids, the officer told the local news, WJAR. Officer Lima served the two women notice not to trespass forms and refused to file criminal charges. And he paid for the groceries. Lima's boss, Chief George McNeil, said this incident is a true testament to Officer Lima's great character and decision-making. The two children with the women reminded me of my kids, so I had to help them out, Officer Lima said. When he purchased gift cards in the amount of $250 with his own money so the woman would be able to take the groceries and have dinner for the Christmas dinner for the kids. Chief McNeil said he would like to personally commend Officer Lima for his actions. They exemplify what it means to protect and serve the members of our community. When faced with a difficult situation in which a family was trying to provide a meal for their kids, he made the generous decision to not press charges and instead ensured that they would have a Christmas dinner they could enjoy. Now, this guy went well above and beyond what anybody could be expected to do. It was a very nice gesture. It was. But we can't expect police to do this all the time, especially with what they're paid. For crying out loud, they barely make a living as it is. Now, is he a lot better off than they were? Yes. And he paid it forward. And good for Officer Lima. Because he is exactly the kind of person we would all like to be, I think. But we just can't expect this of police. This is not the way that the world is going to work. This was an extraordinary situation, and it came out with an extraordinarily positive outcome due to this young man. And for that, he is my positive story of the week. And that, my friends, is the show. If you like it, tell your friends. If your friends like it, you need new ones. But they and you are welcome right here with me Wednesday nights on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network, for the Conservative Curmudgeon Show. I'm your host, The Grouch.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.